Coping with rising prices. Manage your funds wisely. The picture collage shows parents discussing their finances at their dining table while their daughter is nearby in the kitchen. A phone with the calculator app open lies on top of some bills and receipts. Rising prices create challenges for us all, but you do not need to feel like a helpless victim. There may be things you can do to improve your situation. Why it matters. If you don't at least try to manage your money, your finances can easily spiral out of control, adding to your worries and anxieties. Even if you have limited funds, there are several things that you can do to help you manage your finances. What you can do. Live within your means. When you do this, you will likely feel more in control of your financial situation and more confident about dealing with unforeseen expenses. To help you live within your means, create a budget, a plan that tracks your income and expenses. As you consider your budget, carefully determine your real needs. Then do your best to stick to your spending plan, adjusting it as your income or prices change. Of course, if you are married, involve your mate in any decisions. Try this. Instead of buying items on credit, pay with cash if you can. Some find that by spending in this way, they manage their budget more effectively and even stay out of debt. Also, take the time to review your bank statements. You will feel less stressed when you know how much money you actually have. Living within your means can be hard, but a practical, well-thought-out budget can be a big help. You may also have a greater sense of control.
Calculate the expense.
Luke 14:28. Protect your livelihood. What practical things can you do to keep your job? Here are just a few. Be punctual. Have a positive attitude toward your work. Show initiative and work hard. Be respectful. Follow the rules and try to improve your skills. Avoid wasting your money. Ask yourself, do I have any expensive or wasteful habits? For example, many people waste their hard-earned money by abusing drugs, gambling, smoking, or drinking too much alcohol. These habits can also cost them their health and their job.
Happy is the man who finds wisdom. It is better than gaining silver.
Proverbs 3:13-14. Save for emergencies. When you can, put aside a small amount of money for unexpected expenses or emergencies. Such a fund can give you a measure of security should you or a family member face a sudden health issue, the loss of a job, or some other unforeseen event.
Time and unexpected events overtake us all.
Ecclesiastes 9:11. Money-saving tips. The picture shows a glass jar full of coins. Prepare more meals at home. Frequently eating out or regularly buying prepared meals and drinks can be costly. Granted, it takes time and effort to prepare food at home, but the savings can be considerable. You will also have more control over the quality of your meals. Shop smart. Make a grocery list and stick to it. Resist impulse buying. Find better deals by buying some things in bulk if your budget allows. Be sure, though, that you can safely store perishable items to prevent waste. Consider buying cheaper store-brand items if the quality is reasonable. Shop online to find better deals, to avoid unplanned in-store purchases, and to keep better track of spending. If online shopping is available where you live, could it work for you? Look for sales and use coupons where available. Compare prices, including for the cost of energy and other utilities. Think twice about upgrades. Manufacturers of phones and other products constantly roll out new models to increase profits. So stop and ask yourself, will upgrading to the latest model really benefit me? Do I need to upgrade now? And if I do upgrade, do I really need the latest model? Repair and reuse items. Maintain your appliances to prolong their life and, if it is cost-effective, repair them when they break. You might also consider buying pre-owned products. Grow your own food. Could you set aside some space to grow your own food? In addition to reducing your grocery bill, you might grow something to trade, sell, or share.
The plans of the diligent surely lead to success.
Proverbs 21:5.
We keep a close eye on the prices of everyday items, and we monitor our credit card use.
Miles, England. The picture shows credit cards.
Before we do our grocery shopping, my family and I always prepare a list of items that we need.
Jeremy, USA. The picture shows a notepad, a pen, and a set of car keys.
We regularly update our family budget to adjust to economic realities, and we set aside money for unforeseen expenses.
Yael, Israel. The picture shows a daily planner and a calculator.
We taught our children to fix things that break rather than buy new ones. This includes our car and household appliances. My wife and I also try to avoid purchasing the latest models.
Jeffrey, USA. The picture shows an adjustable wrench and a screwdriver.
I reduced my expenses by planting my own vegetables and by raising some chickens. I'm even able to share some of my vegetables with other people.
Hono, Myanmar. The picture shows a man harvesting a variety of vegetables in a garden. End of article.